Mommy, I love you. You know, you've made so many sacrifices for me, and you know, you made me who I am. You kept me alive, and I made a promise I was going to take care of you. So, happy Mother's Day.
I love about our mom that she's the most loving person I know. Honestly, she really displays God's love in our life. She's always been the most caring person in both of our lives and a rock in a lot of ways, so we really appreciate her for that.
And while raising 5 kids with my father, she went back and got her master's. She went back and got her doctorates. For her to do all of those things while providing for her children and making sure we had everything we wanted, I mean, she just showed me that if there's something in the world that you want, you can go get it.
Mom has been everything for us, you know, raised as a single parent. When that happens, mom becomes the mom and the dad. And for us, she sacrificed everything for our well-being. And she always says she didn't think she did anything special. She just raised her kids the best she knew how. And to me, that just means the world that a woman would give everything she had to her boys.
She was the backbone, the glue of our family. She did everything for everyone. She showed us so much love. She sacrificed so much for my brother and myself and my dad.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy.
I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. Thank you for everything.
We're getting you the best present yet. You know, opening weekend, you'll be great seats to watch your twins compete in the NFL together for the first time. But for right now, since it's just May, how about we let you watch the kids
all
for Mother's Day
all
and enjoy your grandkids? That sounds awesome.
Get to have all the grandkids in one room. That's not often, so why not?